Warning.
This is the most important
podcast
of our lifetime.
Hello, everyone.
What is Hoppatarian?
So what is Hoppa? So when you put together Hoppatarians, what is that?
You know the thing.
They're here to awkward it up for you guys.
Which is a very interesting and beautiful mix of humanity.
Anyone has a podcast?
You're an extremist.
Shut up.
All right, let's get to it. Hey, what's happening? And welcome to the Hoppatarian Show, the only podcast that celebrates 170 episodes of the show while only having over 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. Please don't forget to subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and in the comments, tell us how much you love the Hoppa Ethnostate. We've been planning this for a while.
I feel like I should talk because I haven't even talked yet. Yeah, you're just talking
ahead.
To yourself.
Yeah, go ahead.
If anyone's only listening, then they just think like, oh, it's just going to be us. And you're talking about you and your multiple personalities
or
something.
That's right. I talk to myself. All the good stuff. Yeah. I'm a very autistic, functioning human being, as they say.
Well, that's to be expected because you were a libertarian. So.
That is true. Now I'm just a functioning human being.
Sort Isn't of. That good? Anyway.
Depends on who you talk to. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa, I almost knocked over that.
Yeah, that'd be okay. Bad.
Anyway, so it is Shane's birthday soon. So as a special episode, I planned something similar to the YouTube channel that does the hot ones.
Yep.
But instead of buying the hot ones hot sauces, we have gone with...
Tennessee hot sauce. For those who aren't familiar, if any of you watch or listen to the show, you know that a man by the name of Alan Mosley has been on the show multiple times. And over on his show, It's Too Late, one of his sponsors, wink, wink, is Tennessee Hot Sauce. And so we use his promo code.
Mm-hmm.
So you're welcome, Alan.
And so we received 6 hot sauces and...
Yeah, and well, actually, we only bought
3, but we received 6.
Yeah, we got 6. Yeah.
So, and they sent a letter to us, you know, thanking for our support, and also thanking Alan for the referral. So there you go. Shout out to Alan.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Tennessee Hot Sauce and Danny, and his wife,
Amy.
Yeah. So yeah, thanks again for the 3. Extra that's really gonna help with this, so really appreciate that. Thank you.
So what the plan is, if you haven't watched the hot one, so the plan is to make him try, because I am not good with spicy. Okay,
spicy.
I'm a typical Filipina.
Yep.
And I'm not good with spicy food.
They're not, yeah, like, yeah.
And so I won't be participating.
You'll just be sipping on your wine while you watch
me
suffer.
Yes, that's right. Or maybe this milk, I don't know.
Yeah, one of the two.
But anyway, so he will try each of the 6 hot sauces on chicken that I cooked earlier and almost died cooking it. Seriously.
Yeah, that would have been the whole episode all by itself. It's you making that was kind of...
I make it all the time, but there's something wrong with the oil. And it wasn't even seed oil. Anyway,
seed oil.
Yeah, I should have bought lard or something. That wouldn't have been so bad. You know, avocado oil, though.
Seed oil's fine.
Wow. How dare you?
Anyway.
You made me lose my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
By saying that seed oil is okay. How dare you?
It's fine.
So the hot sauces will get progressively hotter and I will ask him questions. After he tries each one, right?
Yeah.
Now, okay, one thing I forgot to ask you before we started is, should I ask you the question after you finish the chicken or while you're eating it?
While.
Okay.
Like, I try it and then you can start asking me the question and yeah.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. So, just to show everyone which one we're doing, the first...
Jalapeno.
Yeah. it's probably fine for people who are not good.
So don't take offense, Tennessee hot sauce, that she won't try this because, like she said earlier, she's terrible with hot sauce. So,
yep. So there you go.
All right. I'm really excited to do this, just to let you know. Like,
yeah.
Like doing this. So I'm going to cut this in half.
This one is going to be the easiest one for sure.
Okay, cool.
So what do you think?
What is the ASMR? What is it called?
Yeah, you're doing food ASMR. Since you're Korean, you're doing mukbang.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's really good.
I know. I told you.
And thanks for the $1,000 check in our bank account. Really appreciate that. That's why I'm saying it's good.
What?
No,
oh, come on. Which one of our podcast episodes was your favorite and why, if you even remember?
Oh, man. So I'm probably going to like beat around the bush on this.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who've been with us the entire time, since even before the podcast, we were just doing live streams. Thank you. Thank you for being with us since the beginning. Just want to get that out of the way. So in terms of the podcast, I just remember the first two episodes, I had this bright idea to try and have us on each channel. Like one of
us. That we were still in the closet?
Yeah, we were still in the closet before we said we were gay. So I had this bright idea.
We were like literally in the closet.
Yeah, literally. But I had this bright idea that one of us be on one channel and the other person would be on another channel. And I don't know why I decided. And after the first episode, I was like, let's just do the regular thing. Who cares?
You mean one microphone?
One microphone. Yeah.
So that was your favorite episode?
No, but I'm just, for some reason when you told me that, I keep thinking about it. It's like, man, I don't know why I thought that would be a good idea.
I know. And then you had to sync everything. It was bad.
Yeah. So anyway, my favorite episode and why.
And then you're like, oh man, I don't remember anything we did. Right.
I'm like I said, I'm probably going to not say one specific. The ones that come to mind are when we had the Peaceful Treason guys. Just that whole vibe and the just the whole episode. I have the memories of that because it was just a fun time, I think. And
well, shout out to them then. I guess they're your favorite episodes.
And then anytime we have Scott Horton on is always fun just because you can ask him a question and then you can just be sitting there for 45 minutes. And I'm sure he hears this joke all the time, so I'm sure we're not like talking shit about him but saying this, but that guy's just a buttload of information. And so anytime he's on, it's always a good time, especially after the recording. It's always a good time. He's got plenty to say. I will say that. And then, man, I don't know.
I think that's probably a good enough answer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't need to go on because
What about you?
Me?
Yeah. I'm not going to do this for every single
I think probably, I don't even know if this was a podcast episode, but, when we did the 100 mask challenge,
it's just a regular video that we did. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, all the little skits that we did way back.
And also the presidential campaign videos.
Oh yeah, funny. Those are good times. We might decide to do it. I don't know. We'll...
Oh, for 2024.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right, so
we're into it.
We're gonna move on now. And these are in order, right?
It should be.
Okay. So the next one that we're going to try is pineapple habanero. Pineapple, yep.
That's the next one.
This one was too hot for me, but I am very, you know, not good with this kind of stuff. So.
Right. All right.
I can't believe this doesn't affect you at all. So this is not going to be fun.
So the pineapple hits you like almost immediately. And then like a couple seconds later, that's when the hot sauce
starts
to getting a little, there's a little kick to it.
So, okay, the next question is, what would the Libertarian Party have to do to get your support at this point?
Oh, no. Completely go away. Then I'll support it when there's no longer a Libertarian Party. Sorry, Angela McCardle, anyone else who's part of it. But yeah, once the Libertarian Party is gone, I'll be all for it.
Does that mean that you're like a, what do you call it?
I'm a Republican.
You're like a hipster now because you only like things when they're not popular? Or if it's gone?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess to not be, I mean, I was semi-joking, but also kind of being serious. To have my support, I mean, I think they need to focus more on local politics. I feel they're just complete, in my opinion, to anyone who's part of the LP and actually is serious and all that, I feel they should focus more on local politics, that such as trying to get a mayor or a sheriff or city council, school board, any of that kind of stuff.
All I remember is the guy in Indiana and something about rainwater.
You know, oh yeah, when he was running for governor, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel unless there actually does seem to be a legit, which I mean, that seems saying there's a legit chance for a Libertarian to become governor.
To become governor?
Governor or any like major ticket or any major political office.
What about Congress?
Anything in Congress? It depends. If there's only a Republican or a Democrat running, then probably should get a Libertarian in there. At least to have some, not just a Democrat and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, it's game over before you even start. As of right now.
Make sure you finish that chicken, man.
Because I feel like they're pretty much wasting their time getting a presidential ticket. I know some people feel that having that presidential nominee just to talk about how bad the Republican Democrat is, I mean, that's fine. But at the end of the day, it's not going to happen. So I feel just focus on local politics. And oh, also, don't be afraid to get dirty. Because there's some libertarians go, no, I want to go do the process right and clean or whatever. It's like, politics is dirty. You have to know when you go in. You have to know, oh, yeah, people are going to talk shit about me and try to dig into my history and my past and be like, hey, see what this guy said or tweeted 10 years ago, whatever it is. You got to know what you're getting yourself into. And if you're willing to get into that game, then by all means.
All right.
Moving on.
All right. The next one. Wait, is that really the next one? I don't think so. Yeah, this one. All right. So this one is called Blood Orange Ghost.
Yeah. This is going to be the good one right here. Probably when I'm starting feeling it, I guess.
This is one step up from Pineapple Habanero.
So. Yeah, I think it's this one and the one after
this. Set fire to the index card.
Yeah, I could probably switch or whatever. So. This one's really good, too. The other one was good. I don't know if I said that before, but the other one was really good, too.
I can't believe this isn't even going to get interesting until the last one. All right. So the next question is, what's your overall opinion on the whole Trump presidency?
I would say hit and miss. I think him just becoming president was the victory in itself.
But then when he actually became president?
And then, yeah, everything after that. There was a couple things that... Ooh, now I'm starting to feel it. There are a couple things. There are a couple things.
Just dump more on, you know?
Yeah. Didn't he do something with, like, the child tax credit?
Yeah.
Raising that, I believe. I guess not starting any new wars, but again, not saying that he was going to bring troops home from Afghanistan or whatever, and that didn't happen. And then, of course, Joe Biden did the whole debacle with that. I mean, with Joe Biden bringing him in, or at least he brought him in, it was a mess how it happened, but at least it happened. I'm starting to feel it. My eyes are starting to water a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look a little, like a little bit in pain. All right.
That was good.
Should we move on then? Here, I got to move the fork. There's rice there if you want it. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Gotta have rice because we're half Asian, right?
Yeah. I think this one is on the same hotness level, so yeah,
about.
This might not be that much of a difference to you.
Is that set fire?
Okay, so this one is called Set Fire to the Index Card Mexican Chili.
Yeah, I think I think it was a Tom Woods inspired, if anyone knows about Tom Woods' show.
What else would it be? Set Fire to the Index Card?
Set Fire to the Index Card of Allowable Opinions, or a 3x5 card.
All right. There you go.
Thank you. This one looks like a little fish. See that.
I didn't do that on purpose.
All right.
I was just trying not to get killed while I was being splattered with oil. Yeah,
that would have been hilarious.
If I died?
No, I mean.
Thanks.
No, I mean, like, when we recorded that, too.
Anyway. Recorded me cooking? No, thanks. Yeah. I'm not even sure. Here, I don't know if it says on the bottle.
Oh, good. Yeah, this one's, I think,
Bearable chilies.
Okay.
Ancho chilies.
Hmm.
Chipotle, Fresno. Anyway.
This one's about the same. As of right now, I'm sure maybe in a few seconds I'll feel even more, but as of right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's supposed to be on the same level. All right, so we're on question number 5, so that means you're already halfway through this. Yeah, the first three. Right? Yeah, the first three didn't even do anything to you. Now I have like no opinion on this right now, so I don't even know if you're gonna have an opinion on it. But I feel like you talk about it a lot, and then I like tune you out. But
okay.
All right. So, what's your opinion on what's going on in Ukraine with Russia?
Oh, gosh. I feel that America supplying all these weapons and everything like that. I just think it's funny that people say that we're not in this war, and yet we're supplying all this equipment.
But aren't we like funding both? Or are we not funding Russia at all?
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they were funding. My nose is starting to run. They're funding both sides. But, I mean, obviously they're funding the Ukraine side.
Yeah. And that whole thing about the neo-Nazis.
Like, yeah. And I remember I asked Kyle about that on the last episode. Because I was asking him, should this even be a big deal? Because people talk about how here in America, there's all these neo-Nazis and white supremacists, whatever. And he said, well, it's a bigger deal because they're in positions of power. And I said, okay, well, I guess that makes sense.
That makes sense.
But at the same time, I think Russia doing the invasion or everything like that, they from what I'm saying, and I don't know, I'm not 100% on this, but I feel that they felt they were backed into a corner, so they had no choice but to do what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel that people who say that Russia is such a huge threat, I think this kind of proves that maybe they really aren't. Because
that's true.
Shouldn't it be over by now?
I know. If they're such a big power, then why
Ukraine should be in Russia's hands right now. But
I mean,
instead,
the only thing I could think of is like because they don't want to upset the other powers at play that could, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they have nuclear weapons, and I'm sure, and Putin knows, he has to know that if he even did...
Your nose is running.
Oh. If he knew, like, he's going to launch these weapons, America and whoever else has them, they're right there. Like, oh yeah, well, we're going to destroy your country too. So I think that,
does that mean you're pro Russia?
Oh yeah, I'm pro Russia. Yeah. I feel that, some of the speeches that I've heard where Putin talks about how he doesn't all the woke stuff or whatever and wanting to go away from that, I think is admirable.
You just called Putin admirable?
How dare I you? Did, yeah. And I think that it's just a shame that sometimes people I'm waiting for my check now, Putin. Thanks.
And then Tennessee Hot Sauce is like, you know what? I have nothing to do with these guys. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But I'm waiting for that check now. So you're welcome, Vladimir.
Yeah, like he's going to watch this show. All right. So we're going to move on now. Okay. And we're almost done, actually.
This is the last one, isn't it?
No, this is the second to last one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So this one is called Mustard Dill Scorpion.
This is probably when I'm going to start dying.
It's supposed to be really, really hot.
And on the bottles, it has a little meter.
Scorpion peppers? I don't know. Like, are they super hot? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
All right.
Because, like, I mean, you can just see. It doesn't affect him at all. I feel like we should do this challenge with me. But like with really, really small pieces of chicken.
It'd be ridiculous. You wouldn't even be able to talk.
Yeah, that's why it would be funny. It'd be more funny than you.
Okay, the mustard. That's good.
Now, does this mean that you're like a real Korean?
And then... This doesn't and then now you. It's like the hotness of the peppers is starting to, it's like creeping in a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
This is one of their hottest hot sauces.
It has like a smoky flavor to it. It's pretty good.
All right. So what's your predictions, your major predictions for the 2024 election coming up next year?
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel like DeSantis is starting to go on a downward spiral, and I still feel like he should stay in Florida. To stay in Florida, man.
It's Florida man?
Yeah, to stay Florida man.
I mean, if he did leave, then what would happen? Like, what if they elect, you know, a Democrat? I feel like.
I mean, yeah, didn't he win by like.
He didn't win by that much, I don't
think. The first time, but this last time he won, I think, by 20 points or whatever it was. It was a pretty good margin. Oh,
maybe, okay.
Yeah.
But was that after 2020?
Ooh. This is hot.
Well, don't eat it too fast. You gotta let it linger.
It was whenever the last governorship was. I can't remember exactly what year it was, but it was pretty recent.
I could understand if it was after 2020 because of the way he handled COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, even with the way he handled COVID, it wasn't like he was immediately.
I mean, it was like, what, 2 months later? Something which is like pretty that. Good compared to the other states.
Yeah, it was him and Nome even up Texas, in South like, Dakota. Yeah, like Texas kind of.
We didn't even repeal, or what is it, like, we didn't stop the lockdowns until mid-July, and that was only because people just kind of stopped doing it.
It's hot.
Oh, yeah, you're going for the milk instead of the rice. Does that mean that you're more European than Asian?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's good for like the first.
I can see you picking that one like first to eat with meals because you, for some reason, you like a challenge when he likes a challenge when he's eating.
Which... Okay. To continue.
Any other predictions about other than DeSantis?
I mean,
what about what's his name? RFK.
I think he's not going to be the nominee. I think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee.
That's, I mean,
it's starting to hurt. It's starting to hurt a little bit.
You're crying. Woo! He's like, I think Joe Biden's going to be the nominee.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm crying because I don't want him to be president anymore. I think the Vivek guy, I think he's an interesting character, but I don't know.
I don't know much about
him. I saw something where I think it was like a betting odds or something like that. And I think it was third or fourth of the Republican nominee, which is pretty good, but he's kind of all over the place. I see him all over Twitter doing spaces. I think I saw one recently where he was in with Elon.
That's random.
Yeah.
I guess because he thinks like, because he's the conservative one, right? I bet he thinks that conservatives like Elon Musk.
Maybe.
Even though Elon Musk is not a conservative.
No. But
do you think it's going to be Joe Biden versus who?
I mean, I feel like because Trump's getting this indictment stuff on him, I feel like his supporters are just going to be clamoring to him more than before.
But do you even think there's enough people who support him that he would be a nominee?
I don't know.
Because I feel like a lot of people like jumped off the Trump train in 2021 or whatever.
I see people saying they're going to vote for him regardless. They don't even care. And if he doesn't end up being a nominee, I could see him being written in quite a lot. I know I'm like not giving a direct.
You need a tissue.
I know I'm not getting a direct. Whew, not giving a direct.
A direct
answer. I'm not giving a direct. A direct answer, but. Okay. I think it's going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump again. That's my ultimate
prediction. I don't know. I feel like unless Trump has like.
And I feel Vivek as his VP would actually be a. That would be an interesting ticket, I think. So.
All right. So the last one that we have is a special one. Okay, so this one is a special made one, so this one is not for sale, but it's the mushroom pepper.
Reaper, yeah.
Oh, Reaper? Oh, yeah, okay. It says Reaper. Sorry. Mushroom Reaper. And this one is supposedly hotter than...
A little bit hotter, yeah. So
yeah, because
I'll probably head to the toilet after this.
It didn't have the ingredients on the bottle, but we looked up like the ingredients for it. And did you look up the pepper or the ingredients?
Like the Scoville scale, and it's like just a tad hotter.
Okay. So there you go.
You can see that, but this is like just about covered. I mean, there's a little bit of the breading, but I mean, come on, you can see that. So, all right.
I didn't even smell this one, so I don't even know. You know, it's gonna be funny if it's like mild for some reason. All right.
I do taste, I mean, obviously if it's called mushroom, I do taste a little bit of the mushroom.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Is it hot?
Jeez, that came out of nowhere.
What?
The spiciness.
Uh-oh.
Like at first it was kind of not doing anything all of a sudden. Okay.
All right, so the last question that I have for you is what's the hardest thing about being a new dad? And I guess to the flip side of that, what's the best thing?
So the best thing. That one took its time.
I don't like peppers like that because Then, like, you feel like you're dying for a long time.
So, the best thing is just whenever he laughs, especially when like one of us makes him laugh. That's always satisfying and really, I guess, heartwarming, I guess you can say. Mm-hmm. Speaking of heartwarming, whew.
Are you okay over there?
That one like really took its time, and now that's here. Oh, man.
Now remember, the question is not what's the worst thing, but what's the hardest thing?
The hardest thing? I think for me, the hardest thing is not really knowing how to. Oh my gosh. Not knowing how to handle when he gets frustrated. Yeah, well, oh my gosh, that one. Okay, that one's definitely the hottest one. Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish.
It's
that,
weird,
right?
Because the first couple of bites, okay, that's hot, but
yeah, first
now
I was
afterwards,
like,
I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like Michael J. Fox.
I like how that's the special one that they gave us. They're like, here you go.
You know, we're ready to die. Yeah. So yeah, I would say that would be the hardest thing for me. What about you? So I can stop talking.
I'd say the best part is the connection and playing with him and being able to see him grow and develop. I mean, because he's growing so fast and he's developing so fast.
They weren't joking when they said it goes on, it goes by so
you
fast.
You need a tissue.
I can't stop.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I think the hardest part for me was the sleep deprivation.
Oh yeah, I know for you that was really, really hard.
Are you crying?
Yeah.
Are you just so emotional about our son?
I'm just like, can't believe that he's here.
What does that even mean? I think he's dying. Now I'm like curious.
Don't even know. Oh, I think you're gonna try it. Because you're gonna kill yourself.
Am I gonna regret this?
Yeah, you don't know. Because you can't even try, you couldn't even handle the second one.
Okay, I won't do it.
I will say though that the rice does actually sort of help a little bit.
I remember one time, like this is totally off topic, but one time when I was growing up, like I had a ton of Korean friends, so it just figures I'm married a Korean guy. But one of my friends gave me like bibimbap, and they put the, you know, like the hot sauce on mm-hmm. top, but I didn't mix it because I didn't like, I guess I wasn't like used to mixing it. But after a while, you know, you have to mix it or it's just going to be too hot. So I took a whole spoonful of it by accident. And I was so sick that I ate a ton of rice and then I threw up in her front yard.
Wow.
Her parents weren't home, so I was like, thank goodness.
Oh, sorry. I almost choked my own.
I'm going to drink your wine.
What's it called? What's that called? Snot? That's what I was thinking of. Snot. I almost choked my own snot.
Are you losing your mind?
Oh, man. It was like a minute span there where I was like, holy mother of...
Pearl?
Yeah.
What is this, SpongeBob? Well.
But it was very tasty.
Oh, yeah. It was very tasty. I swear.
All of them were really good.
My favorite is the poblano jalapeno because, you know, it's not super hot.
Yeah, you're able to handle that one pretty good.
Yeah. I might even, like, after... It
is, yeah, that one's pretty good, too.
When we go eat dinner after this, I might actually use that one, so...
Okay.
You want to end the episode now?
Yeah. I just want to say to all the people we've had on the show, thank you. I know that... Thank you. I know that I didn't... What is it? Point you out because you asked me what my favorite episode was, and I named one, and then I said, "Oh yeah, whenever so and so comes on."
Tim Pool's gonna be mad now.
Well, that was just a live stream, so I guess it wasn't technically a podcast. But yeah, Tim Pool is great. He should come back on.
That's not going to happen.
Screw it.
Anyway, I guess we should end this episode now because you need to go privately die in a corner or something.
I'm probably going to go take a massive dump.
Wow. Great way to end.
So, thank you.
That's how you're going to end? Thank you?
Thank you to Tennessee Hot Sauce for the hot sauce and for the three extra ones. I really appreciate it. I'm sure this would be a great endorsement. So,
yeah. So people who are into hot sauce, check it out because apparently, like even a Korean can't handle the last one, the last two. So, yeah.
Oh, and also before I forget and he gets mad at me, anytime Alan Mosley comes on, that's my favorite episode.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How come you didn't do the thing where you're gonna be in the dark?
That's going to be the next time, Alan. That's going to be the next time. I promise. This time, I promise.
All right, for real
this time. All right.
Everyone wish Shane a happy birthday. And yeah, I'm not used to being on the podcast, so I'm like super awkward. But I guess I've been always super awkward. So
yeah,
it's like the same thing. All right. Let's end this now.
The truck's backing up because they're hearing us. I think it's time to end this episode.
And smash that like button.
Yeah, smash that like
button. Just break your computer.
And don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button.
Bye.
Bye.